right, if you're just joining us, welcome, welcome. The season is almost here, and I'm talking about the festive season, which is a festive time for most families, but for others, it's a different time. Now at East Coast Radio, once again, we're bringing hope to families in KZN with Season of Sharing 2025, feeding smiles in partnership with Pick n Pay. Now, while school feeding programs pause over December, right, many children face empty plates, and that's where we come in to make a difference. Last year, together, we raised 1.1 million rand, providing food hampers and seeds to hundreds of families. And this year, our goal is even bigger. Now, each hamper valued at 2,600 rand feeds a family of four to six for up to 6 weeks. And everyone can help. You can donate by going to ecr.co.za. And of course, next week, Friday, our telethon is happening. And the number you need to save is 087-087-9495. Now, we'll get into the details with the number and all of that in a moment. But what we wanted to do is just get a picture of just how vast the situation is in KZN. We have the KZN Department of Education Head of Communication, Mr. Muzi Mahlambi. Hi, Mr. Muzi, how are you?
Hi, Carol, and morning to your listeners.
Morning, morning, morning. Now, as KZN Department of Education, you have a big role throughout the school calendar in which you provide food for so many kids as they come to school. And for many of them, that is the only meal provided. Can you paint a picture of just how big the group or the feeding happens in KZN?
First of all, we want to thank your radio station for the noble work that they do for the institute, more especially around this time. Mm-hmm. We always follow you, how much you donate, how much you raise, and gets distributed to the needy families and stuff like that. Yes, the poverty levels, as we all understand, in the country is in a dire state. Mm. That is why that the government is trying by all means to assist people, be it the 350, be it the social grants, be it all the assistance that it's giving. And then as education is one kind of an assistance that we give to our learners who are from families where they I don't want to use the word where they are lacking.
Yeah.
So we have over 2.8 learners in over 6,000 schools, and every day we provide school nutrition to over 2.3 learners throughout the province.
Is that
2.3 learners in the province and over 5,000 schools, because some of the schools, your model C schools and stuff like that, most of them, they don't participate. But over the years, we have started a program where we also zoom into some of these fee-paying schools.
Yes.
Your former model schools, and say let's check who are some of the learners who are attending.
Yeah.
And you will have that. Some of them are from the families that we have described.
Yes.
So we started also providing them with a school nutrition program.
Right. Now, you mentioned 2.3. I'm trying to understand, is this 2.3 million children that the department is feeding, or is this 2,300? Is 2.3? I'm just trying to understand the context.
2.3 million out of 2.8 million learners that we have in the province.
Wow, so 2.3 million children are fed by the school feeding program across 6,000 schools in KZN. And of course, we know that once the schools close for December, some of those families go without during that period because some of the kids rely on that food come January. And of course, this is where we step in, and we are trying to get as many people in KZN to donate to make this festive season different for them. How important is it, do you think, for people to just, you know, pitch in and help one another?
What before I respond to that, what we also do during holidays, we debated over the years to them, say, What do we do with learners who are providing every day, and then when schools closed, that is why then there will be that kind of a provision. Some will take something home, your cranes, your mili-mili, your what, but there is something that the program is doing.
Right.
To an extent, for the children when schools are closed,
right,
it's very important. It's a noble thing.
Mm.
Actually, it's a selfish thing to do to help other people, because the gratification that you get and the blessings that you get from God when you do that, they are self fulfilling. So that's why I'm saying it's a selfish thing that you can do to lend a hand, because at times you get blessed or you get to be assisted with in difficult times, and you don't know how you have navigated through that.
Yes.
Only to find that you have forgotten that you helped someone who was in need, but God did not help. He was waiting for the right time to place you. So it's a good thing that we are encouraging.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for your time, Mr. Mahlambi. Appreciate it, and we'll chat soon.
Thank you so much.
Take care. From the KZN Department of Education, Head of Communication, that's Muzi Mahlambi. Just painting a picture of the dire need in KZN. So we have a picture now. We know that there are over 6,000 schools in KZN that the Department of Education is looking after, right? From the 6,000 schools, we know that there are 2.8 million learners within the system. And what we also took from this is that 2.3 million learners are fed by the feeding schemes within the Department of KZN Education. So this is where I ask you to reach into your amazing pockets, right? We are going to do something special come next Friday where you can make a difference. We call it Season of Sharing. We are going to be putting hampers together, each hamper valued at 2,600 Rand. It feeds a family of 4 to 6 up to 6 weeks, which will then carry this family over that festive season where those meals stop when the schools close until again they open in January, right? This will carry the family through. How do you make this donation? You can go to ecr.co.za, click on the big favor. Everything is there. Otherwise, save this number 087-087-9495 and you can donate then. We are giving you ample notice so that come Friday, you can get your family together, you can get your colleagues together, you can get everybody together. And let's make the biggest difference yet, right? We made a difference last year, 1.1 million. But this year, let's make the biggest difference yet. We've heard from the department the numbers that are in need. So I'm asking you, KZN, let's do this together. All right? All right. That number again, 087-087-9495.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.